בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום שלישי בשבת קודש, פעמיים כי טוב לפרשת כי תצא למלחמה. I'm going to start off with another trivia question for tomorrow. And then I'm going to go back and ask you the question from yesterday and see if anybody has any raid. Okay? What potential mitzvah ta'aseh midoraita applies only the Shabbat? For everybody. For everybody, even those who have heard Parashat Zachor. Nice try, you just got shot down. Think. Look. Analyze.
Where do we look? In the parasha.
Kacha?
Baba,
I'm not going to spoon feed you the entire Torah. You have to learn how to swim b'yam Talmud. You understand what I'm saying? The Gemara says that there are five mitzvot ha-bin al-av, right? Efo zeh? Daf. Yafeh. Yafeh. And then, v'yesh omrim, af lehashito b'mayim. Af lehashito b'mayim is not necessary. What about the other yesh omrim? What about the other yesh? The man da'amar who just says the first five, right? Lemolo, v'lifdoto, lomdo Torah, lomdo manut. All these things. How come he doesn't say v'yesh omrim lehashito b'mayim? How come he doesn't say teach him how to swim? No, because Lashito b'mayim in ma'im el Torah, and he already said lelomdo Torah, so it's already included in limud Torah. You got the answer? Yes, David Shlomo does. Now he says, you don't agree? Who told you? Mi amar? I'm being Hasidish right now, okay? Don't bother me. Now, anyway, b'kitzer. Now, tekshivu tov, okay? I had a question yesterday. What was my question? Sheila Chazaka, go ahead.
If a man or woman sins and does teshuva gemura,
what's teshuva gemura?
He does yiduin, haradah, azmat
hakeh. Kabbalah al atid. Well, if he, azivat achit by definition is not returning to the sin. So apparently he didn't do azivat achit. He did everything well besides for azivat achit. And then the next time he's tempted by the sin, madino. Yeah, we had a chakira. What was the chakira? People, get a coffee, yom shlishi, get into it. You need to give me a pulse. No flatlining. No madino, chakira. What was the chakira? Do we consider the tshuva batel umvutal lemafreya, and the fact that he needs to do teshuva again is not teshuva for a new avera, rather redoing the old teshuva that he just messed up lemafreya, or shemet omar that the tshuva is complete? And this is a brand new avera, which requires brand new tshuva. Ma'alacha. Lechan ulchan v'rayot ladavar. No shooting. Oh, good. I like that word. Yafe. You're quoting a Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Bet, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, he says, if a person does all these things, ezoi teshuva gemura, says the Rambam. What's teshuva gemura? When he gives an example that he's in the same situation with ota ha'isha, and he has the same ta'ava, and he has the same yecholet, uparash, right? Velo asa, he steps back and does it, says the Rambam. Hare zo teshuva gemura, which sounds like that without doing that, no teshuva gemura. So what teshuva shena gemura? What does incomplete tshuva mean? Another chakira. Is incomplete tshuva nothing? Or is Oh, you think I can't make chakiras? You think I didn't go to yeshiva? I've been there. I've done that. Yonatan doubts me. A little bit. Oh, and that. I got it. You didn't see me in yeshivish mode. You don't. You have no idea what I'm capable of in yeshivish mode. Anyway, we get to it now. Oh, you've seen me in yeshiva, not this yeshiva, but in my element. Well, the shul is not. You haven't seen me in an Ashkenazi yeshiva taking on the competition in Yiddish. Maybe we'll take a field trip. Blineder. Mikol makom, is tshuva shena gmura. Is it no tshuva? Or is it a chelek of tshuva, just not gamur? Sounds like from the Rambam, at first glance, seems like halakha would be that it's nothing. He says that's part of tshuva. Azivat achet, right? What's everything else worth if the next time you're faced with the avira, you do it again? Yeah, you said sorry, you did zeb. Now you're doing it again. Az ma'asita, klum, l'chaora. Yes? Sounds good? There's a problem. In halakha bet, the Rambam says, can I ask you another question that the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam? The Rambam says, teshuva, and this is really kind of segueing into the answer. Question. Ready? The Rambam says, teshuva gemura is when you are tempted again in the same situation. Yes? What happens if a huh? Good. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can control that. You can't put yourself in that situation. Why? You're not allowed to put yourself in Nisayon. The only situation where you'd be able to be in the situation is if Hashem puts you there. Now what happens if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, I was chozer b'tshuva, vidui, charata, kabbalah ala atid, akol mitzuyan. And then Hashem says, I'm never testing you with it again. Tshuva gemura or shein tshuva gemura. I was never tested again. Huh? No? How's that fair though? Life's not fair? Is that the answer? Lachin, many poskim understand the Rambam as follows, that there are two levels of tshuva gemura. Ready? Oh. The Pri Chadash and Shut Maim Chaim, as well as others, they say a brilliant spalt in the Rambam. You know what a spalt is? Chiluk. Anyway, Bekitsu, you guys are killing me. Anyway, Mikol Makom, two kinds of tshuva gemura. One with a test, and one without a test. Tshuva with a test is when you're tested. You pass it, tshuva gemura, Rambam meforash. But in halakha bet, the Rambam says that ad shi'aid alav yodea ta'alumot shelo yechzor lachet od. Which means that you're so chozer b'tshuva, you have such resolve that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu attests to the fact that your tshuva in your mind is so complete, He doesn't need to test you. If you reach that level of ad shi'aid alav yodea ta'alumot, that you won't go back to the avira, even if you're not tested again, the Rambam holds your tshuva as tshuva gemura. Yafe? But I didn't answer my chakiras yet. Using this, we can catapult, write this down, the Mabit, Rabbeinu Moshe, Ben Yosef Mitrani, Ayah Chavero Shel, Mabit, time, place, anybody taking the Dean's course on Sephardic history? Okay. Anyway, Bekitsur, wrong answer. Mikol Makom, you see why it's important? Mabit, he was a Chaver Bet Adin in Tzvati Rakodesh. Chavero Atov of Marana Bet Yosef. He was one of his best friends. Sat on the Bet Din with him. Got put in Cherem by Marana Bet Yosef for some of his Psakim. Ayin Shuta Bet Yosef, Shutav Katrochel. Yeah, there's pretty heavy stuff about being matir aguna le ba'ala b'maim she'en laim sof. Manana Bet Yosef, even though it was his best friend, and he sat with him on Bet Din, that did not stop him from putting him in Kherim. History, Poskim, it's all the same. Now, the Mabit has another Sefer on Chashivut HaTfilah. First of all, the Mabit has a Perush on the Rambam. What's the Mabit's Perush on the Rambam? Right, Kiryat Sefer. On this Rambam in his Perush, he doesn't explain. But he has a Sefer that is completely dedicated to Ma'alat Ve'ilchot HaTfilah. ויקרא שמו בישראל. בית אלוהים. That is the name of his sefer. There's a chapter. You guys are getting slaughtered today. Anyway, בקיצר. But it's good, you know? Public shaming works. נכון? You got better next time. It's Chalila, not individual public shaming. It's just collective public shaming. Anyway, it makes it Tzarat Rabim Chatzi Nechama. In Shara Teshuvah, Perek Vav, of the Mabitz Bet Elohim, there's another discourse that said of Hagaon Rav Yisrael Salanter in a Sefer Kochve Or, Perek Zayin, that discusses this exact question. When a person re-sins after he's done Teshuvah Gmura, new Avera or old Avera? Is it Igloi Milsa L'mafreya? Right? Is it L'mafreya? Is it Mikan Ulhaba? Or is it Mikan Ulhaba L'mafreya? Right? You know the raid. He writes, they both say along the similar lines, it really depends on the resolve of the Teshuvah as the Rambam refers to it. Ad Shia'id Alav Yodea Ta'alumot. If you had vidui and charata and kabbalah la'atid, but it wasn't so fierce, it wasn't such a passionate resolve never again to do this. Say, I would rather not sin again. Hashem bezat Hashem bli neder. You know when you do tshuva bli neder? You know those bli neder tshuvas? Right? Bli neder. Anyway, bekitzer, everybody's afraid of nedarim u'shvuot, which is good. But if it's a bli neder kind of tshuva, and you don't want to go back, but the resolve is a little shaky. If you didn't do azivat achet, which means if you revisit the sin, your entire teshuva process is undone, lemafreya, and it's not a new avera with new tshuva, it's resurrecting the old avera and destroying the old tshuva. However, if it's the kind of Kabbalah that Shia'id Alav Yodea Ta'alumot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, looks in your heart and He knows. Now, guess what? Hashem, only Hashem knows the future, and He knows whether or not we'll revisit the sin, correct? He already knows that. We don't. If in your mind, you're Chozer B'Tshuva, and the resolve is so, so strong, that in your mind, you cannot envision ever, ever, ever going back there. And you say, you know what? And you're ready to rock and roll. And then in Fort Elul, Aser Tiyamei Teshuvah, Yom HaKippurim, you're going strong. Never again. No bli neders. Never again. And Hashem knows you mean never again. And then Chanukah time, person messes up again. That's called Yetzer Hara. Your previous teshuvah was complete. This is a new avera that requires new teshuvah. If you want to see a longer discussion of this, see the Bet Elohim that I quoted, Rav Yisrael Salanter in Kochve Or Siman Zayin, Agon Rav Olbe in Ale Shur, Pirik Aleph. Chelek Aleph, Pirik Tet. He has a long drasha about this. Umisham Be'era. Have a wonderful day.